No?
I'd rather talk to my friends and look at like cosmetics I want than wave at a player on the opposing skirmish team and then have him shoot my head and then we go. And then walk back out of spawn and then them do it again for 20 minutes. That's
Well,
what
here's
I'd
the thing,
prefer.
our queue time has never been 20 minutes.
Exaggerating a bit.
That's interesting.
Didn't think we'd talk about skirmish
You
so
know
much
what
this
you know
episode.
another thing that exaggerating is called? It's called being a fucking liar, dude.
That's
And that's what you are. And you smell like one too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I'm joined here by Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how you doing this fine evening?
Wait, are we actually going?
Yeah, I started it, yeah.
Oh, hi. Are you lying to me?
No, the record button's going.
Oh my God, you're absolutely insane, dude. You're a mad lassie. I'm fine. I don't My hair looks like shit.
Oh, well, at least we can
My
agree on something.
body's looks like a tub of melted ice cream.
Can you prove it? Don't prove
Don't
it. Don't pr
wanna.
yeah, don't prove it. That
I
was a
think
joke.
we'd get TOS
Yeah,
because of my
that's
titty.
TOS. For those of you who don't know, the Broverwatch podcast is a podcast where once a week, two boys sit down and talk about the Overwatch League and Overwatch in general. And we're pretty excited. It's the off season right now, so not a whole lot is happening. But
But a whole lot's
a
happening,
whole lot's
baby.
happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
So to start things off, we'll start with Overwatch news. Let's talk about the PTR patch that
Oh, I didn't. Sorry, dude.
do you want
Sorry,
a
dude.
link or do you, can you find it?
No, it's okay. I got it. It's just like I fucked it up.
Yeah, well, so on November 13th, as of recording that was yesterday, Overwatch's PTR got an update and it's a little exciting for two reasons.
It's a lot.
There's one really big quality of life change and a bunch of really big gameplay and game
Why
changes.
don't you just say them instead of prefacing them before you say them?
Cuck.
I will not laugh at you,
So to start
dirty
things
boy.
off, introducing while you wait. So the skirmish option in the settings is gone. But when you queue, you'll be prompted to pick either practice range, skirmish, deathmatch, or custom game.
Have you used it yet? Because I played one game today.
I have not used it yet, no.
So they just like show the four options at the bottom of your screen when you're in the queue. So I assume that the group leader would choose.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering, 'cause of these, I don't want to go into skirmish. Custom game, it really
Yeah, you
depends.
really hate. You have an
I hate
irrational
skirmish.
hate for
It's not
skirmish.
irrational. I just hate
No, it's
skirmish. I hate
irrational.
skirmish.
Because here's the thing, you can just do nothing.
Yes, but I'd rather do something of. Because here's the thing. Okay, you know what? Everybody gets mad at me for hating skirmish. And I say I'd rather just look at my
Can I
hero gallery.
correct
No, I'm
that?
going to finish first and then you can respond. So I always say that I'd rather look in the hero gallery at stuff I've seen a billion times than go into skirmish. But here's why. Everyone says that's stupid, but here's why. I would much rather talk with my friends in a lobby about something while waiting than go into a skirmish where no one's talking about anything because they're preoccupied getting shot by people who are just sitting in their spawn and you can't kill. And all the conversations are, I got shot by this guy and he thinks it's funny for like 15 minutes instead of talking about things that I actually want to talk to my friends about. Anyway, it's your turn.
Not everyone hates you because you dislike skirmish. Everyone hates that you, when we're in a skirmish, you constantly go, "Oh, this
Untrue.
is why." No, this is absolutely true. And I noticed it a lot last night when we were playing. You'd go, "Oh, this is why I hate skirmish. Oh, skirmish is so bad. Oh, why are we even in a skirmish? Oh, no, not a skirmish. Oh, Matt, did you think that we were going into a game? No, it's a skirmish. That's what I feel like every day."
No, this is what actually happened, okay? So skirmish happened, and I went, I don't like skirmish. And then everyone's like, why don't you like skirmish? So then I talked about why I don't like skirmish. And then you guys said, then just don't do anything. So then I did that. And then you guys would come up to me like, Adam, what are you doing? You're just sitting here. And I was like, I'm watching a YouTube video. Oh, why? Why are you watching a YouTube video? And I'm like, because I don't want to do skirmish. Oh, there he goes complaining about skirmish again. It's like, nope, yep, true. That's exactly what happened.
No, because here's the thing. When you were watching the YouTube video, we all left you alone. Actually, no, I stood above you and shot arrows into you.
Exactly.
I was protecting you from the heathens that are in the skirmish lobby. But here's the thing, you're just talking too much.
Here's the thing. I'd rather talk to my friends and look at like cosmetics I want than wave at a player on the opposing skirmish team and then have him shoot my head and then we go. And then walk back out of spawn and then them do it again for 20 minutes.
That's what I prefer. Thing. Our queue time has never been
20. Exaggerating a bit.
That's interesting.
Didn't think we'd talk about skirmish.
You know what? You know another thing that exaggerating is called? It's called being a fucking liar, dude. And that's what you are. And you smell like one, too. You smell like rice.
That's racist.
No, I just said that before. I said you kind of smell like rice every time you come to my house.
For those of you listening, I want you to note this moment because I have Asian heritage and he's being racist.
That's not true at all.
I don't have
any. If anything, I have more Asian heritage than you.
What do you mean, if anything? We're both white as snow.
No, that's not true. 21 in me.
21 in me?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So anyway, skirmish and skirmish is a nope. Sorry, custom. Oh wait, sorry. No, because you just finished being racist. Skirmish is a nope. Custom games a maybe, depending. And then deathmatch is probably in a group. Deathmatch is probably the go-to. I'm wondering. Oh, now available to be entered as a group. Wait, do you go into the practice range together, or do you just each go into your own practice range while waiting? I think
together. But that'd here's the cool thing: it's the practice range is still dog shit. And I don't think you'll be able to shoot each other. And if you just want to shoot each other, just go into a deathmatch. So I think deathmatch is probably going to be the most popular. And then custom game. And then practice range for solo queues.
Yeah.
And then skirmish. Because who the fuck wants to be in a skirmish? Am I right, boys?
Absolutely right. Anyway, let's... and there were some workshop updates. Now you can have a custom game, which is a practice range mode. So that's kind of cool.
These don't fucking matter, dude.
The only other thing that matters is you can now choose to allow.
There's no Jimmy Neutrons watching us.
You can now choose to allow or not allow people who are matchmaking to join your game. Because I guess some game modes, if you had people dropping in and out while they were matchmaking all the time, that would kind of be annoying. So that's nice. All right. Now to the big, bad, big old boy oh boys about it. Hero updates. So in general, armor damage reduction increased from 3 to 5. So,
this is a reaver.
They kind of nerfed... Yeah, they nerfed armor when goats was big. But then they did 2-2-2 lock, and then now tanks, unless you're Orisa or Sigma, are kind of poopy pants.
Oh.
So, they're just reverting the change they made to get rid of goats. Orisa... base armor increased. When everyone saw this, they were like, oh no, they're buffing Orisa? But then they also buffed the movement speed.
When she's shooting.
But then they very massively nerfed her barrier by 300 health. That's a lot. And then, but then also buffed her fortify. So that she can use it more often.
Yeah.
Now, overall, this is more buffs than nerfs. But I think it's good. Because the reason most people don't like Orisa is...
How the fuck are we going to play the game now? I guess everyone just has to, like... remember that they can use cover. But no one does that in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting. It's kind of like how GOATS kind of taught people to play as a team more. So it's like, even though GOATS is gone and we're glad GOATS is gone, overall it helped the player base because we're better at the game team-wise. I feel like Barrier Watch also kind of helped because it's like knowing how to use your shields, people are smarter with it now, and you're going to need that now that shields are nerfed to crap.
I feel like this will teach people how to be smarter with their shields. I feel like Barrier Watch made people dumber with their shields.
Maybe, maybe.
Because they could just throw out a 1,500 and 2,000 HP shield and just stand there until it
15,000 and 200 HP shield.
Why are you always such a cucklord?
But yeah, so they buffed her ability to be a character, but got but nerfed her shield.
So I'm just going to turn my volume down.
Okay.
Your voice makes me want to shoot my brain.
That's good. That's good.
Not.
And then as we get into the other heroes, you'll kind of find that. Not. Thanks, man.
Am I depressing you? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm... Sigma. Sigma's experimental barrier health was reduced from 1,500 to... Wow. See, I read these patch notes, but I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's a big boy.
That's a lot.
And then the recharge rate also decreased.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense since it's a lower, like, number shield, but still. Yeah. Ugh. Oy vey.
Big ol' nerf. I regret getting the Sigma Golden Guns, I'll tell you that much. But Kinetic Grasp was buffed so that instead of 13-second cooldown, it's 10 seconds. That's good because my number one thing as Sigma is I find that I want to use Kinetic Grasp more, but it doesn't, it's like always a couple seconds away from being able to be used again. So this is a good buff.
Yeah, I hate Sigma because he's so fucking slow all the time.
Damage to shield gain ratio. Oh, increase from 40 to 60.
There's just another buff to his Kinetic Grasp.
Yeah. All right, and then Reinhardt. Oh, big old daddy boy. My second favorite boy. It goes Winston, Reinhardt. First favorite girl, May.
Brigitte.
No, May. Oh. That, I do not play Brigitte at all. I don't know where you got that.
You really like Brigitte.
I'd like never play Brigitte.
You really like her, I can tell. Just the way you look at her.
Okay.
I don't want to close my eyes at Brigitte. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, Brigitte. And I don't want to miss Brigitte.
Just a little song. I don't want to do this anymore.
All right.
Here you go. Beat and my podcast over. Oh, it was, no, not November. You got to wait. Steadfast.
It's still November, dude? Fuck.
Rhine's passive, which was only just added in like a couple patches ago.
Wait, did you mention the movement penalty reduction?
Oh, yeah. Movement penalty massive. Reduced from 50 to 25. He's a speedy boy now when his shield's up. Shield's up.
Just charge in? You don't even have to charge in anymore. You just shield. Shield,
this is
pop
good
in.
Because the... I feel like a lot of the time when I have my shield up, I'm trying to like back up, but I can't because people can just like walk towards me and they're through my shield. So this will help a little bit. sorry. Steadfast, his passive, which basically reduces knockback, was also increased from 30% to 50%. That's also big. So he's not as boopable, which is nice. So basically the dev comment was saying we're making them better characters and their shields less important. So like,
yeah,
which is good.
I don't know. It's going to be really hard for the first week after this is released.
Yeah.
Especially at our rank. Cause no one really knows.
Well, cause
how
no
to
one knows how to shoot
shield.
At people. They only know how to shoot at shields.
Yeah. Or they're just like gonna stand in the middle of nowhere and complain that the shield's down.
Yeah.
I think, what if tanks get flamed a lot more for this? That'd be kind
of feel
spicy.
Like, I feel like it'll be that way for a bit. Like, I'm immediately getting flashbacks to when it's going to be worse during, like, GOATS whenever I played Rhine. And it would be like, Adam, where's your shield? Why is your shield up? And it's like, it's broken, dude.
Yeah.
So now I feel like that's going to happen even more.
Yeah. But we'll see how this goes.
Here's good news for us, bad news for our comp, Matt. When we're grouping with Matt. But Moira gets a nerfy, healing reduced from 4 to 3.25. So instead of 80 healing per second, it is 65 healing per second.
Approximately 300% decrease.
Yeah. So this is actually, in my opinion, I mean, I hate Moira, so I'm kind of biased. But it's good because, as they say, since Moira can heal multiple targets at once, it being so high is not nice, is not very balanced. Anyway.
Yeah, I feel like Moira's biggest problem is that she can just suck you from across the map.
Yeah.
And that's what I hate the most.
Mm, agreed.
Because she'll just go... That's a sucky noise.
That's not the noise it makes.
Yeah,
it makes a sound.
And then you're dead.
That's annoying. D.Va. I said this in our group chat. You know things are bad when D.Va gets a buff.
Yeah.
So D.Va's defense matrix cooldown was decreased from 2 seconds to 2.5. So that's actually kind of nice. Because her defense matrix, because of the nerfs, is slightly less good. But at least you can use it slightly more often. So that's nice.
I've really played D.Va a lot since she got nerfed. And every time I do, I'm always like holding down right click because used to be able to just use it whenever.
Yeah.
You know? Those were the days.
Widowmaker's grappling hook was nerfed. Now instead of 10 seconds, it's 12 second cooldown.
Because they want the little Winstonians to kill her, dude.
Well, yeah, they're saying like since barriers aren't going to be as potent or present, then, you know, she's going to be really, really good when there's not many barriers. So they gotta tone down that mobility a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Torbjorn, oh yeah baby, cooldown for overload decreased from 12 to 10 seconds just to increase this is right survivability.
After his ult was also just the cost was decreased in the last patch too.
Mm-hmm.
A little quiet Torb.
So basically the way the devs put it is when in a team fight, when the turret's gone and your overload is used, there's not almost anything you can do. So this just slightly makes you able to use overload slightly more often. So that's nice.
Mm.
Nice. Genji, for the first time... I know you do. Genji, for the first time in 20 years, gets a buff. Shuriken. I was confident in how I said Shuriken. And then I said it, and I was not confident. Anyway, the ammo was
increased. You kind of said it like shit.
The
ammo. You have a backyard at your house?
Yeah, I do. The ammo was increased.
You ever go out there?
No. The ammo was increased from 24 to 30. So you shoot more often.
You're angry tonight,
dude. You don't have to... I mean, I said ammo increased about 49 times, and you were asking me about my backyard.
I was just wondering. I don't know. Zarya, her secondary fire, the little the explosion radius increased from 2 to 2.5 meters. Seems a little large if you ask me. Ammo cost decreased from 25 to 20. So that means she can shoot 5 now instead of... Wait, how much ammo does her gun have? Either 10 or... 5 instead of 8 or 4. I don't know if she has 200 or 100 ammo. And here's the thing, I don't really give a fuck. And that's all, boys. No, actually, this one was really important. The Black Force 1v1 map fixed the bug that allowed Reaper to shadow step through the breakable doors. That was a big one. I was noticing that one a lot. Didn't that happen to you a couple times, huh?
So there have been a lot of roster changes recently in the Overwatch League.
Wait, you can zoom... Wait, turning off the toggle zoom control option for Widowmaker while zoomed in no longer remains stuck in zoomed state. What does that mean?
It means there was a bug that one person had and they fixed it.
But, like, can you zoom as Widow when you're zoomed? Or is Widow zoom just scoping?
Just scoping.
What the fuck? That's ridiculous. I hate that they changed that one. Adam.
You hate that they changed an annoying bug. Yeah, that was my...
No, I hate that. I'm done. The game's over. The game's broken.
Good.
Anyway.
Good.
Is there anything else we should talk about at all? Maybe the league?
Let's maybe talk about the league. So I have a bunch of tabs open, so we're just going to go in the order that I have these tabs. Does that work with you?
You do you. Keep your secrets.
So NVDPS Sharp has been... People just assumed he'd be brought up by Dallas. But apparently Atlanta is eyeing him a little bit. So there's kind of a debate between Dallas and Atlanta. And Calder and I discussed this before the podcast a bit, but Dallas, it doesn't seem like they have much player space nor budget.
Because they just signed Doha, which is their fifth DPS on the roster of 12 boys, which is the max roster you can have.
Yeah. So unless they buy some boys out of their contract.
Or they trade them, but I don't know who they're going to be able to trade.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, I don't think.
I feel like Zachary's tradable.
Maybe, yeah.
But they're not going to trade Decay, Doha... Maybe who are they going to trade like Mickey or Harry Hook to? No. Who's going to take them?
Like, they basically, my guess is
Dallas
that
is fucked.
Sharp might be going to Atlanta. Here's the thing. I don't know if Atlanta needs Sharp. They already have a lot of DPS there.
They have four now. They would have four with him.
Oh, they would have four with him? I guess that's
Yeah, because they dropped Endlair. I feel because you can have four in every position, right? So why not fill it up if you have money?
Yeah, I guess that's not bad.
They probably do need a backup support because right now it looks like they just have Masa and Dogman. So, you know, Bonnie, maybe.
What, as a backup?
I know you're a big Bonnie fan.
I'm mostly just a fan of Bonnie because I feel like he would be a very good backup player on a team if you want to fill tank or DPS a little more because I feel like Bonnie could fill both roles at a decent level, so I feel like he'd be good. Bonnie specifically would be good for Defiant because they have Kareev and Kellex and he's a Canadian boy, and then if Kareev or Kellex are out, then Bonnie could fill either of their spots. So that's just my opinion.
You like my reactions? I was flabbergasted by your hot take.
I want Bonnie to go to Toronto. I think that
Can I just ask you a real quick question that I've been thinking about for a little while?
How related is it?
When the fuck are we going to get the new features from Overwatch 2? Or even a new hero?
Not for a while would be my prediction.
Because here's the thing.
They announced it too early.
And also, all I care about with BlizzCon is a new hero. And now they're just blasting my goddamn asshole open.
It's very true.
Maybe that's not quite true. That might be a bit of an exaggeration.
No, I think it's very true.
Okay, that's true. I'm loose like a goose, dude. And here's the thing. I want at least a new hero.
Okay.
Because all we've been getting are these fucking... dog shit events, win 9 games, get a mercy skin, dude. The event goes on for 3 fucking weeks. How am I not going to win 9 games?
Yeah.
Also, you can't even see your asshole in the skin.
Okay, dude. Okay, dude. Calder was fat shaming the new mercy skin yesterday.
I wasn't fat shaming. I just said she looked like a can of soup. Stew, I mean. Get it, because this I'm pretty sure it was a joke. I think it was a joke.
We'll find out. So
I'm canceled, dude.
So Sharp, yeah, honestly, I think Sharp could go to Atlanta. I feel like Atlanta could use him more, and I also feel like Atlanta can afford him more. So
and they have actual space, because we were talking about this before. Dallas signed Gamsu, Decay, Well, I think they traded for Decay.
Mm-hmm.
But they have Gamsu, Decay, Note, and Doa throughout this offseason. Note, big contract. Gamsu, medium-level contract, I think.
I'd say Gamsu's probably more than Note.
In
my honest opinion, IMHO.
Sure. They're probably equal, honestly.
Yeah.
Decay, that's going to be big, pretty big probably contract. And they've all the boys have been saying, Doa is going to be a fatty. So where are they getting this money from? And do they think they're actually going to win is the question. Now, here's the other thing. Pretty much, are you looking at the spreadsheet? Do you have it open? Pretty much everyone from AKM to Zachary is probably going to be out of a contract next year. Maybe not Triller. Maybe not Triller Zachary, but like Unko, Taimu, Mickey, Harry Hook, Closer, AKM. I think their contracts are up next year. Just like judging by how the league's been.
Yeah.
So they could just be planning for next season.
Yeah.
Because Gamsu, Decay, Note, Doa, probably keep Unko, Closer. That's a pretty good
Unko team. Closer's pretty good, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's what they're doing, if they are truly planning for next season, then I don't blame them, really.
No. Anyway. Dallas is just get him out of my sight for now.
Speaking of Dallas, actually, not speaking of Dallas, because we were talking about Sharp, so I was saying Dallas, and then I was going to say, speaking of Dallas, they signed Doha, but we already said that, so... I will say Doha is like one of the only surprises. Hydration was a surprise. This is a surprise. There's only a couple surprises. Yeah. This was not leaked at all. So.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Let's talk about Spitfire.
Say to that. Okay, so wait, let me scroll.
So I've got a meme.
Oh.
So.
Didn't know we were playing Meme Town today.
So, no one who was part of London at the beginning of season one, nor at
the championship roster,
are on the roster anymore.
Uh huh.
Because stage one champions, they were also, and that was Birdring, Closer, Fissure. Fury.
Wait, this year?
No,
that was stage last
one.
Year, right?
Stage one last year. I'm saying the roster they had at the beginning of the season in season one was Birdring.
But that's the same roster at the end of the season.
No, because they dropped a bunch of people, traded a bunch of people. Just let me finish this roster.
But none of them are on the team anymore.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The roster was Birdring, Closer, Fissure, Fury, Jester, Hurig, Nuss, Prophet, Rascal, Woohyul, and Badoshin, and Hagupun, and none of them are on the roster anymore. This is a whole new team.
Yeah. You could have made that so much shorter.
Well, here's the thing. It would have been shorter if I wasn't interrupted.
No, it wouldn't have, because you re-explained it twice.
Well, no, anyway. No, because I was gonna list the players to hit it home.
No one from the start of the season, the end of the season, or stage one of the season is on the team anymore. It's all the same people. All of those people are not on the team anymore. You could have said no one from London.
What I was trying to say was no one from like the beginning of the team's roster who then won the first season are not there, because that's interesting.
So then say that.
That's what I tried to say, and then you interrupted me 49 times.
Oh my God.
And it made it 49 minutes, and then we had to explain this, which made it 49.5 minutes.
You're the person that I've ever met.
I don't want to talk about London anymore. Here's the thing.
But here's a hot take. You want to hear a hot take? Were London season one even actually that good?
Depends what you mean by that good.
Well, like, they won the championship, but everyone kind of agrees that it was kind of bullshit.
It wasn't bullshit.
Well, like,
it was just like
they didn't like
win. Everyone agrees that yes, they deserved the championship. But they weren't the best team of season one.
New York only kind of won because of a meta change, though.
Yeah, but they. It's not like. You could argue that it was a fluke. But as
it's pretty much the same.
Well, I think it being a fluke and them not deserving it are two different things. Because as Kevin Malone from The Office once said, the fluke is the most common fish in the sea. So if you go fishing for a fluke, you might just catch one.
What?
He says that because he wins trivia. And he's like, people might call it a fluke, but hey, I still got it. So what I'm saying is, it being a fluke means that they did it, and they did it because of their skill, and they did it because they deserved it. They were good enough to do it. But okay. All I'm saying is, I think that I don't think they aren't the champions. I'm not like not my winners or anything. I'm not saying they're not, but that.
Everyone's making a big deal like they were the best team throughout all of Overwatch, and then the team fell apart. Like
no. It's just
they were kind of trash for a lot of the first season, pretty much trash for all of the second season.
I feel like people are just saying it's interesting that it after only two seasons, the championship team is completely gone. That's just interesting.
I just don't think they were as good as.
I think you just have a hate boner for the London.
I don't think that's true.
And you always have, I think, is my opinion. That's just my
more
opinion.
You, mostly you.
That's just
you're
my
the,
opinion.
You're the angry one.
I just have
time.
That opinion, which is interesting. So speaking of being interesting, I don't know why I feel the need to segue. The Dragons announced that Fleta is on their team now officially. We've talked about it before, but he is officially on the Dragons. So now the Dragons are kind of nuts. Because they already had great DPS, but now Fleta is... Because they re-signed DM, Dia, Ding, Envy, Gigiri, Izayaki, and Luffy. So they still have DM, Ding, and then Dia, but Dia's on a two-way. So they still have DM and Dia. Or sorry, DM and Ding. Why are there so many Ds? So they still have DM and Ding.
It's
and
your Saturday night, am I right?
Fleta rounds it out well.
I feel like Fleta and DM overlap a little bit, but also with the patch changes, I have no clue what anyone's going to be playing. So
yeah, if it's double sniper, then Dragons are going to do nutty good.
Or you could do like McCree and Widow. Maybe.
But also, Fleta is similar McCree, to Dante in the fact that just like they're not really like a hit scan or a flex. They're kind of just like. Everything, which I guess is what a flex DPS is. Or I should say they're not hit scan or projectile, they're a flex.
I guess I just have the image of him like being Widow in season one. Because that's kind of where he popped off most of the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, they also have rumors that Fate, Lip, Stand One, and Lee Jan Goon are going to join their team, which is... Fate tank of the Florida Mayhem.
Yep. Fate's kind of been rumored to go to a lot of places, which is interesting.
I also don't know. Oh, wait. It's because... Where's the Florida tab? Oh, never mind. That's not why. I don't know. I don't know why they're trying to shop Fate or why there's rumors about Fate. But I don't know. We'll see how Shanghai does.
Yeah, we'll see. I will say...
Soul is kind of a shell of himself now.
Yeah. I will say, just speaking of Florida's been very silent, and they kind of have to, announced at least 8 players within.
They don't
the
have
next
to announce
days.
Them. They just have to say that they have them.
That's like true. That's true.
And they already had 8 players. Oh no, they had 7 players before. But there's rumors that they have Yaki from Runaway and. Gong Nam Jin from Runaway too.
Yeah.
Which is good. I don't know. They tore apart their support core, kind of. They got rid of Hagupon.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Speaking of Soul, because you mentioned that Soul's kind of the shell of a team. They once were. They did grab Wizard Hyung, formerly of New York, formerly of Washington. Except he's not coming in as a coach. I believe he's coming in as an analyst. Data analyst. Head of strategy and data analyst. So a lot of people are saying this is a good move because he was best when he was on New York as an analyst. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Also, Hailey is rumored to go to London, which is fine. I don't really have any feelings about that.
No. It seems London's going the not as much as Valiant, but going the Valiant route of paying a little less money this season.
I think they're just going to like invest in some younger boys and see what happens.
Which is good.
Because I feel like most teams are realizing that it's not over. Like the league's not going to end soon, at least.
Yeah.
May end, but not for like... I'm going to give it 7 years at least. Yeah.
And I think some teams are seeing what the Shock did and being like, oh, investing in young talent and having a just okay season isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
So.
So maybe that's what Dallas does. Maybe that's what London does. Maybe that's what a bunch of these teams do. I don't know. The one team that doesn't want to do that, though. Are you ready? Look at this segue.
Oh, I just want to real quick mention, because we were talking about Shanghai, that they dropped Koma. That's all I wanted to say, which is a bit of a bummer, because one of my favorite moments of the season was when Koma, as Mercy, flew in front of Ding's barrage to save him from oncoming bullets. And I was like, that's cool. Anyway, so Ding's gone, or Koma's gone. Anyway, continue what you were saying. What were you saying?
Did I
ruin
the phone? It's fine. Just, whatever. What's your next tab? Just tell me what your next tab is. I'm done.
No, you're going to say what you're going to say. And you're going to say it. He muted his mic. And I think he said, it's ruined. And he said, ruined the podcast. He said, I'm muting to protest. He's muting in protest, is what he said. And now he said, Adam's gay. And then he said, that's true. Okay, dude. All right, well, whatever. Let's talk about Atlanta then. So Atlanta officially dropped N-Layer.
We just did, dude. We talked about Atlanta.
Yeah, we started. Yeah, but that was mostly about Dallas.
We don't have to talk about Atlanta anymore.
They dropped N-Layer officially, and they officially signed Edison, which is kind of massive news, and we didn't talk about it. So how about you shut your dang gob?
We talked about them having 4 damage players.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about Edison. We didn't talk about Edison. People are talking about how Erster and Edison might be the best DPS duo in the league, which gets me excited as a boy who likes Atlanta. All right, fine. Now we're done talking about the rain because you hate me.
What about the Shock? Do people not like the Shock anymore?
What?
No, how are they the best in the league?
They don't really have a DPS duo. They have a DPS quartet, you know?
But if you put any of those 4 together, they're one of the best in the league.
Yeah, but people are still saying that Edison and Erster are going to be the best DPS duo in the league.
Well, here's the thing. They haven't played together, so they probably try. Except has Edison even ever played the game?
Here's my question.
Do we have confirmation that he's ever logged on?
Here's my question. I feel like you're making assumptions based on a bias.
Did he own the game before he got signed to the league? I just want to know. I'd like to know.
I honestly don't know if he's played Overwatch before, but we'll get
exactly
to
my point proven. Checkmate, hook, line, sink, sinker. Are you done with your home talk now? I was going to talk about Vancouver.
Well, I was just about to talk about Vancouver as well.
Well, here's the thing about Vancouver.
What's happening with Vancouver?
I guess we'll see. Well, here's the thing.
You have a phenomenal season and come in second place, and then you what? Now you go. I just wanted to be upset.
With the patch changes, they may not want to trade Bumper because Ryan might get good again. And Fischer's Reinhardt is, it's good. Not, I don't think it's better than Bumper's, especially with the team that Bumper has around him, because a team likes Bumper a lot more and knows how to play with Bumper better. Now, if they sign Fischer and Ryu Jaehong like they're rumored to, then, you know, we got a little bit of a different story here. Then you got to try and figure out some, what to do with Twilight. You got to figure out something to do with just Twilight. You trade Bumper. What do you get back for Bumper? Money? You get a, what else do you need on the team?
Two things.
No? Lots of questions here.
One, I feel like, actually three things. One, I feel like Vancouver, these are three possibilities, by the way, of why they're doing this. The first,
is that why you said three things and then said one and then told us that you had three more things again?
All I'm saying is these can't all be true. These are either or situations. I feel like either they weren't planning on making changes and then they saw a bunch of other teams making changes and then they were like, oh, shoot, I guess we should be making changes. And they just did because they felt like they had to. Or I feel like maybe they're doing this for fan base sake, getting Ryu Jaehong and Fischer because they have big fan bases, to which I say, you don't need a big fan base. You're the Vancouver Titans. Third option is, I was watching Sideshow's stream earlier, and he was talking about this, and he said, to me, the only reason that they would do this is if, he said, sometimes when you're playing, you feel like all of the issues are not because of you. And then you go back and you watch a VOD and you're like, oh, shoot, I'm actually part of the problem. But he feels like the only way that they would do this is if one of the one or more of the players went nuts. And he's like, one of them, he said he feels hypothetically that maybe Haxall all of a sudden got big ol' ego because he thought, I'm the rookie of the year, I'm crazy good, and these people are the reason that we didn't win, and I need to surround myself by people who are better. Not, he didn't accuse Haxall, he just used him as an example. To any of those, I say, dumb idea.
I don't know. Maybe Bumper's not the best main tank in the league, though. I feel like that's up for debate.
But I feel
he
like
was good because he was on the Vancouver Titans and they knew how to play around him. But I think we talked about this earlier too. If you put him on any other team, he's kind of fucked. Because they don't know how to put everything into him. Because that's what the Titans do.
Yeah.
And he can, and Ryan is his like really only strong hero, like his strongest hero.
He's decent on Winston, and anybody can be good at Orisa. Yeah.
So,
and the main thing I don't get is getting rid of TZ, because he was very consistently good. Which makes me think, like, I wouldn't be that's why I start to consider Sideshow's take, because I could see that, like, I could see a player being like, we were really good the whole season, and then we lost the grand finals. TZ was not with us the whole season, but he was there with us on the grand finals. Get rid of him.
I guess, but that's just a dumb idea.
It is.
It's a dumb thing to say, because they would have lost much quicker with Bumper in.
Yeah. Because, like, I got to say, TZ's... That's the thing. Another thing Sideshow said. I'm kind of just reiterating what he said. But, like, Fisher's good, but one thing he isn't is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
TZ was consistent.
Yeah, and seemed like he was flexible, and at least like evenly flexible.
Yeah, even Bumper was consistent. He's kind of like a wacky player, but like he was consistent. And I don't know if you can depend on Fischer.
Well, I mean,
he's been on more teams than any other player.
The first team wasn't his choice.
That's true.
London to Glads wasn't his choice. Glads to Seoul was probably his choice, and then this one will be his choice because I think he's, well, he's a free agent now, right?
Yeah, because he retired, yeah.
So, on Gladiators, he was very, very consistent and good. That's now, right. He was playing Winston every day, though. So, if the meta comes back to a Winston meta, which it sort of kind of seems like it might be.
It could.
I'm not really good at calling
these, I would be very happy if that was the case, but I don't know.
Winston only got buffs in those patch notes. And it seems like we're going to go to a more Winston, or like at least a divier meta. And here's the thing. I guess the most characters can dive now because they're all faster. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
But
I think unless there's some internal issues, I don't know why Vancouver's doing this. Because that's the other thing for Jae Hong. They've got Twilight.
I don't understand Jae Hong.
That's why I got to consider the fan base thing. Or it's internal issues and they just need a leader, like a veteran.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's dumb to bring Jae Hong in.
Yeah. All right.
The team was really good last season. Yeah. And you can't blame it on one specific player because the whole Titans kind of suck shit that game. They just didn't look good because the team as a whole, and I mean partially coaching staff, they weren't able to adapt well to what San Francisco Shock was doing.
Yeah.
And that's why they lost. It's not because one player was worse than any of the other players.
Yeah.
Now they had their down moments, obviously, but
yeah. You know,
you can't blame one person for that.
Agreed. All right,
so if they get Fisher and Jae Hong, I feel like that might be a downgrade because of the lack of chemistry.
Yeah. I don't think they do bad. I just think it's just interesting. It's weird. All right.
Are there any more changes? There's, New York.
Have reportedly signed Who Are You? Who for a while was just like, everyone just assumed he'd go
to Philly?
To Philly. But, I don't know. Apparently he's going to New York.
So they're back up to their 5 DPS meta boys.
Yeah.
And then they signed another tank. What kind of tank is Bianca? I don't know how you say it. It just spelled like Bianca, so I'm going to fucking say Bianca, off okay? Tank. Off tank?
That's what I'd assume.
I guess he's replacing Mecco.
That's what I would assume, but I also don't know. So,
let's look at what the people in the Reddit thread are saying.
Bianca Overwatch, and I looked it up, and off tank, yep. What were you looking for?
What?
Because you were like, what tag is this person?
He's Bianca's from XL2.
And is an off tank. D.Va and Zarya.
That's what off tanks are.
Yeah. I'm just saying specifically D.Va.
People aren't really saying a lot about Bianca, but XL2 is a good team, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Probably a downgrade from Mecco.
Maybe. And I haven't seen Bianca play enough.
But here's the thing. Where the fuck is Mecco going? So
that's true. I feel like people have kind of just forgotten about Mecco.
Maybe he just doesn't make it in the league because everyone forgot.
That's the other thing.
Who's saying
Mecco to Houston? We have no news about Kaiser, but no one's talked to Kaiser either. What do you mean, who's saying Mecco to Houston?
Who's saying that? Why would any... Is that... Are you fucking kidding me?
Why is that bad? Houston's off tanks are Spree and Cool Matt.
Mecco, no, but why?
Because he'd be better than...
I guess he would, but like, why would Mecco want to go to Houston is kind of my question.
To have a job? If they're the only people offering, he may as well.
How are they the only people? I don't know. I'm just...
People just forget.
I don't think anyone that whose job is to build an Overwatch League team is forgetting.
Also, I'm gonna strong arm this and say we should move on.
Oh, fine. Okay, whatever, it's up to you.
So since we're briefly talking about Outlaws, I know we mentioned it earlier, but they've officially parted ways with Bonnie. There's some people who have been are on the Outlaws who Bonnie's been teammates with since the game released, so that's kind of a bummer. But Outlaws gotta make moves. Let's talk about Guangzhou a little bit. So they've officially released Hotba, Only Wish, Fraggy, and Bishu. Don't know why they signed Fraggy and Bishu at all.
So it was a trade with Philly, and they got rid of Kib, and they got money. Oh no, they spent money. What the fuck? Why did they get them? That's dumb.
I don't know why they got Fraggy and Bishu. And I remember when the trade happened, I was like, I mean, maybe they'll play them, but I feel like this is a fan thing. And then I was like, but when are their contracts going to end at the end of the season? Because if they get rid of them, then what's the point? Because Fraggy and Bishu both only played, like, I think maybe two or three games. What was the point of that? And if it was a fan base thing, well, now they're gone.
Yeah, it also didn't work either. People like Guangzhou because of Nero.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, like getting rid of Hotba, I feel like Hotba has potential. I feel like Hotba would be better on Houston than Mecca would, because Hotba's used to being on mixed rosters because he was on Philly before. Anyway,
wait, does Houston have money again then?
I don't know.
Cause it seemed like they spent all their money on Hydration.
I don't know.
And Harsha.
And Blase. I keep forgetting Outlaws have Blase as well.
He's the best off-tanker in the league. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So Guangzhou signed Krong. You didn't say this, right? Krong is a tank. Wei support and Neptuno.
Hey. Support.
I don't know. This is fine.
Happy tweeted out saying, "Yay, I won't be killed by Battle Mercy anymore." Because he's on to the Battle Mercy's team. So that's kind of funny. That's all I had to say. Anyway, I'm glad Neptuno found another team. I was kind of hoping that he'd go to Houston, but I guess not. That would have been cool. But I guess not. It's fine. Yeah, cool. That's it. Guangzhou. Guangzhou also, they didn't release Rise, but Rise has decided to focus on school, so he's retiring from professional Overwatch. At least for the time being, but probably, I mean, I feel like Overwatch is a career you leave and then come back to.
Oh, we'll see.
Well, Fissure's going to do it, apparently.
So's your mom.
Now let's just speed through these last ones. We were talking about Vancouver Titans earlier, but we didn't mention that Rappel is also leaving, which is also interesting. I don't know.
Probably a money thing, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and I feel like Rappel also could find another team pretty easily, most likely.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little late. I feel bad for these players who are being released late.
Yeah.
Because a lot of teams have already spent most of their money.
Well, we don't really know that, but...
Yeah. So Rappel, he's gone. I feel like he's good enough to find another team. I just don't know if he will because, like I said, it's near the end.
Yeah, I don't know where he'd fit. Like, what team he'd go on.
Me neither, but... You never know. There's teams out there. You know what I would love? I'd love for Outlaws to pick up Bishu and a Korean player. Because Bishu is well known as like being a translator in game.
You want them to get another off tank?
I want them to get a better off tank.
I don't think Bishu's better than Cool Matter.
I think Spree is. But then, like, if they got Bishu, then they'd be much more likely to get someone like Rappel. Because I don't know if they'd get Rappel. I don't know. I'm just saying things at this point. LA Valiant officially released Fact Fiction. This poor guy, people are already tweeting like, well, Fact, looking forward to seeing you in stage 3 on another team and then being dropped once the season ends again. And I'm like, this poor man.
You know, he'll get it one day.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but.
Daco of Atlanta Reign was also released. I could see him going somewhere. Some people rumored him to be going to New York, but with the Bianca signing, I don't know if that would happen. So, I don't know. I feel like some teams might not be interested in Daco because of the, like, rumors of toxicity. But then Brad, the coach of the Atlanta Reign, tweeted saying just, like, that Daco matured a lot and he'd be a gift to any team. So, that's an endorsement.
Wasn't it also because Daco didn't want to be on a mixed team or he wanted, like, a better support and main tank? So, if he goes to a team with a good supports and main tank... then it'll be fine. Yeah. So if he goes to New York, he'll probably be fine.
Yeah. Agreed. Uprising Academy have apparently traded Mirror to the Los Angeles Gladiators.
He's taking it in Ripa's shoes, I guess. I don't know. Will he play?
I guess he's just a good backup. People are just saying, oh, he'd be a good backup.
Oh, wait, no, he's damage. Mirror. I was thinking paintbrush.
Oh, true. Well, yeah, that's the other thing. They've also traded, or they've gotten paintbrush. So paintbrush would just be a good backup to the support boys. And then Mirror is a DPS who will play on Boston.
You know?
I think that's everything.
Here's the thing. The Gladiators are starting to figure out who's going to play damage for him.
Yep.
Eventually, maybe one at some point.
At some point. Oh, yeah. I said play for Boston. I meant play for Gladiators. I'm what one might call a moron.
Maybe they'll pick up Arhan.
Interesting. Interesting.
And Lair. And Lair to Gladiators?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Who knows, dude? Anyway, that's
Youngjin to Gladiators.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna call that the podcast, boys.
I'm 37 to Gladiators.
And he's just saying words now. Thank you everybody for watching and listening. We love you. We appreciate you. We hope you enjoyed your time. Calder's frozen. Thank goodness. I hope his connection is bad right now. If you like the podcast, be sure to leave a comment or a like or a review or something. On whatever platform that you use it on. Calder is unfrozen.
Shadowburner Gladiators.
And there he goes again.
No, that'd actually be good, though.
That'd actually be decent. I just said that. I didn't think about it at all.
Cut my face off.
Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. We love and appreciate you. Have a good one. We look forward to the new patch where we can actually enjoy Overwatch again. For audio listeners, we're smiling right now. Well, Calder's not. He's... Are you frozen again? He's not frozen again. I just saw him move slightly. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye. Have a good one. Calder, say bye right now. You didn't say bye. You waved. It's a podcast.
That's the ending music. That's the end music.
No, it's not.
That's the end music.
That's not the ending music.
Cut it.
You just sang the Thomas the Tank Engine theme song.
Cut it.
Okay. What was that? That's not the ending music.
Why? What's the ending music?